Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
This is really cool. You know, this year on the 15th of August, India will celebrate 75 years of independence. And on the 75th year of independence, apparently, selected prisoners will be released. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi, 93.5 Red FM per Shokana, morning number one. Any rational, logical person or thinking mind would first say, on what basis will you decide how prisoners will be released? Well, the criteria is actually quite interesting. Check this out. Women convicts above the age of 50, transgender convicts above the age of 50, male convicts above the age of 60, and physically challenged or specially abled convicts who have 70% of disability. All these four categories, if people have cleared 50% of their term, they can be released. In addition to this list, terminally ill convicts, convicts who've completed 66% of their total sentence, and convicts who've completed their entire sentence but are too poor and are still in jail because of non-payment of fine, they will all be released. And when it comes to juvenile criminal cases, people who committed an offence between, say, 18 to 21 years of age with no other criminal case against them, who've completed 50% of their sentence period, will also be released. Truly, an independent day it'll be for them. I've got this song along with Diljit Dosanjh's Lover lined up on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM's Morning Number 1. My name is Disha Oberoi. I honestly think releasing these categories of people on Independence Day, giving them freedom on Independence Day, is quite poetic. Great idea. Although I'm not sure about this next idea, whether it's good, it's bad, it can be dangerous, it's necessary, unnecessary. It's created quite a debate on social media after a company in India, a startup in India, made an announcement. It's a food delivery platform. Let's discuss it on the other side. Bajate Raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.